Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior. Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. So happy to be with you all again in 2020 to expound upon the Word of God, explain, and to demonstrate that the Creator of the universe, Jesus Christ, is a warrior. And so let's get right into the Bible study today. But first, let's talk about the events recently taking place in the United Sodomites of America, the United States, with our president, Donald Trump, being acquitted of the impeachment charges, which I say is good. There's no reason to go through an impeachment this close to the next election. Unfortunately, that was the first phase of them attempting to remove Donald Trump. The second phase has already begun as I speak here in February of 2020, of the obstruction of justice charges that are yet to be filed. The poor guy just can't stop. Now I guess he's used his thugs from the Department of Justice, which is a federal agency. From what I understand from the newspaper headlines and all of the news outlets, sources online, is that he's used his thugs from the Department of Justice to force several federal prosecutors to resign. Apparently, they're putting the heat on these prosecutors to lower or eliminate the sentencing of Donald Trump confidant Roger Stone. Of course, that's wrong. It's against the law. And eventually, it's going to be exposed that they're trying to expose that Donald Trump is directly behind it. And, you know, he probably is, and he probably didn't cover his tracks. And so we'll be into another attempt to remove him. But, you know, when I said that the Lord moved me about, you know, these past few shows, no Bible-believing Christian should be a threat to the government ever, and no Christian should march against the government regardless, there's no reason. Amen. I stand by that. And as time goes on, we'll be talking about it again. That whether there's an impeachment or whether there's a removal because of the obstruction of justice or or there's no election at all in 2020. It makes no difference. No believer, Bible-believing Christian, should rise against the government. The evangelical Christians, most of you are just not saved. You're not the sons of God. We'll be behind any type of uprising. And it's wrong. It's wrong. It's not biblical. You are never to fight against the government or have anything to do against the government rising. The Bible is clear that we are to obey all the orders of the government. And in the United Sodomites of America here, there's never been, since the, you know, since America was created in the original 13 colonies, there's never been any type of government order to squash Christianity. It never has been. And it isn't happening at this point. So there's no reason for any Christian to have anything to do to go against the government. But we'll talk about that in the near future. And some of you are saying, well, you know, Brother James, what are you talking about? Well, as the days go on, it'll become clearer and clearer that true believers should have nothing to do against rising against the government. And the first phase of removing Donald Trump from presidency has passed, and there's another phase coming up. But, you know, you can't blame anybody but Donald Trump. I mean, if this is true that he's used the Department of Justice to try to hinder justice in the sentencing of not just this Roger Stone guy, but you're probably looking at all of those who have gone, who are in prison now, Manafort and anyone else that has been sentenced on behalf of Donald Trump. You're probably looking at them all being, pardoned and let out of prison. You know, you're looking at it. It seems funny, you know, but it's not really funny. But in time, we will get into that again. So now it's time for the Bible study. Let's go to John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. John chapter 3, verses 1, excuse me, through 7. If you have your Bibles, turn there. If you do not, just listen along. Chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Remember that scripture, because we'll talk about it a little later in the Bible study. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Surely, surely, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The word water there, people, means Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is called the water. No amount of water baptism can stop you from smoking your Newport 100s and from living with men and women out of wedlock or, without a marriage license. No amount of water can stop you from being a sinner. The word born again means born from above. There is nothing below, nothing human you can do to be born from above. Just wanted to get that in there and reiterate what Jesus is just about to say. Verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Flesh means human beings, humanity, earthly. Spirit means from above, eternal, supernatural. And then he finally tells Nicodemus in verse 7, do not be at awe, do not wonder, do not go nuts, do not try to figure out, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born from above or you must be born again. Forget it. Do not try to figure it out, because if God doesn't give you the revelation, you're not going to get the revelation. Today's Bible study is entitled False Doctrines, Part 1, A Study of False Doctrines Taught from the Pulpits. Most times the pulpits are considered the beacon of truth, and those that are behind the pulpits are considered those that herald the truth. But in the last end times that we're living in today, as Jesus said through the Apostle Paul, there will be false doctrines. And you've seen nothing yet, but we're seeing enough. Now, you have been taught from the pulpits that everyone has a free will to accept or reject Jesus. Yet in this passage, we clearly see, now you're going to have to understand, today's Bible study is entitled False Doctrines, Part 1. And maybe 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, false doctrines were being taught by clear false teachers, taught by people, men and women, who clearly did not live a righteous life. But today, false doctrines are coming from people whom we believe, and on the outside we see are living a Christian life, yet they themselves are servants of corruption. You've been taught that from the pulpit that everyone has a free will to accept or reject Jesus Christ. And I don't need to tell you that God, not only to go by God's word, which is very simple in the Bible, but at the end of the day, it's going to come out like God said it would. At the end of your 24-hour period, what God said in his word is going to come out. And I'm telling you, if you apply God's principles, biblical principles, to your everyday life, I can guarantee you it's going to come out. That situation is going to come out just like God said it would. I'm telling you what I know, that clearly in the scriptures, it does not show that everyone has a free will to accept or reject Jesus Christ. In this passage, John chapter 1 through 7, John chapter 3, verse 1 through 7, Nicodemus freely came to Jesus for the purpose of obtaining salvation and eternal life. Verse 2, the same, which was Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, I've told you before, Jesus was a Jewish rabbi. How else was Jehovah going to come and expose wickedness on one end, unless he was one of them? And on the other end, how was he going to give salvation unless he came in the same form of salvation of that time? You are the light of your job. You are the light in your neighborhood, sister. You are the light, amen, in your home. But you have to come as one of them. You have to come as a family member or a regular worker, you know, or a regular neighbor. Verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. Who is the we? He was a leader of the Sanhedrin, a religious Jewish sect. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Nicodemus came, he got his clothes on, he put on his best shirt, and he went to church. Sister got her hat on, she put her beer in there, beer was for Saturday night, Sunday morning she's going to church because she's coming to Jesus. And this is what Jesus said, Nicodemus, I can't help you. I've told you before, you've heard that Nicodemus was saved, or Nicodemus was this and that, and when you go to the scriptures, and this is not about Nicodemus, this is about what I'm talking about, it doesn't show you that. And it's clear. The confusion comes from the pulpit, and the deception, and most pastors, as I told you before, have no business in the pulpit. Nobody called them to the pulpit, and no one's going to stop you, praise God. No angel of the Lord is going to stop you from quitting your job and going into the full-time ministry and becoming a full-time beggar and going and get 5, 10, 25 people to come to your church, no one's going to stop. God's not going to stop you from doing that. You're just going to be splattered all over the place when it comes to doctrine. Amen. And Jesus, verse 3, answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He came to Jesus and said, the things that you do, God must be with you. And Jesus is saying, you don't know what you're seeing, and you don't know what you're talking about. He came to Jesus and says, I see the kingdom of God in you. And Jesus said, you cannot see no kingdom unless you're born again. Now, why would Jesus respond to him that way? Why wouldn't Jesus say, hey, thank you very much, and the kingdom of God has come unto you? That's what he said to the disciples. So let's go on. Jesus says, I can't save you because you are not born from above. Now listen here. Jesus made no attempt. I'm reading verses 1 through 7. I don't care what you've been told. If you do not go by what's here, then you are going the wrong way. And that's what this Bible study, this series is about. False doctrines from the pulpits. Jesus said, I cannot save you because you are not born from above. If, you know, who's going to bore you from above? Jesus Christ. Who is the Savior? Jesus Christ. Jesus said to Nicodemus, I cannot save you because you are not born from above. And check this out. Right here in the scriptures, Jesus made no attempt to offer him salvation, to born him from above. And in verse 7, Jesus told him, we'll get to that in a minute, but Jesus made no attempt to offer Nicodemus salvation because Nicodemus went to church. But God must call a man to repent. God comes to you. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I am your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled False Doctrines, Part 1, A Study of False Doctrines Taught from the Pulpits. Let me introduce you to somebody. I don't know her name, but she was a nasty woman. So we'll just call her the woman at the well. The W-O-W. What a whore. What a nasty woman. How do you get married 5 times? And now, we're not talking about movie stars and these mega rich, you know, recording stars in 2020. We're talking about B.C. 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 Before Christ, Jesus goes to this woman and literally forces salvation on her to the point that she had no option but to fall at the knees of Jesus Christ. I mean, what do you do when some prophet comes to you and say, you've had 5 husbands, and the one dude that you're shacking up with is not your husband? And you never seen this man before, except for you know he's a holy man because he's a Jewish rabbi. You're going to do the same thing that she did. She dropped their water pot, and she starts stuttering, come see a man. Come see a man who's told me all things about myself that he could never have known. That's what he did to the woman at the well. And she was saved. But he did not do that to Nicodemus. Verse 6. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Verse 4. Nicodemus saying unto him, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? This is Jesus' reply. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Oh, yeah, thank you for clarifying that. Now, what does that mean? Jesus did not offer salvation to that poor man. Now, Nicodemus was righteous, not righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ, but he seemed to be a clean, wholesome man. He was a Sanhedrin, just like the Apostle Paul was, and in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to have a wife. So he was a good, moral man. And this is what Jesus said to him in verse 7. Nicodemus, don't try to figure it out that I said you must be born again. Now, where in the hell or the heaven is Nicodemus supposed to go to get more knowledge about the newborn experience when Jesus, the light, the creator, is standing right there? This same Jesus told the disciples, I must need go to Samaria. Why? What's in Samaria? He gets there, this same Jesus who told Nicodemus, there's nothing I can do for you. Because you come to me. You're coming to church. You're coming to Bible study. When you still got your Newport 100s, still shacking up, still cussing, still watching your HBO, still doing whatever you need to do, but you're going to put on your nice clothes and your nice hat and your nice tie and them nice pointy-heeled shoes and go to the church. When Jesus said, make the cup clean inside first. So Jesus moseys along and said, I must go to Samaria. He gets there, and there is an ungodly woman there who says, how can you, a Jew, talk to me or offer me, a Samaritan, a cup of water when the Jews and the Samaritans have no dealings? Now, Nicodemus was a Jew. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. So they're the same. Jesus and Nicodemus were the same. He goes to a predetermined place to do a predetermined thing. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. God must call a man to repent. You cannot go to church, sister. I'm going to church. No, you're not. You're going to a building with a congregation that you hope the pastor is one of the sons of God. No doubt in that church, half the choir is fornicators. And when they get done in that church, they're going to go back to their Newport 100s and their Miller Lights. You cannot go to church. You, the people of God, are the church. The woman at the well was one of the chosen of God before the world began. And on that particular day, Jesus called her. Jesus called you. Jesus called me. And part of our calling are the five husbands or the five wives, all the adultery and the fornication and all the lying and all the stealing and the drugs, or I never did those things, or the filthy communication of your mouth. Oh, yeah, I cuss. All that stuff is part of our calling. You don't get called today. Paul said that we've been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I am your host, Brother James. Today's message is False Doctrines Taught from the Pulpit, Part 1. And the false doctrine we're talking about today is that everyone has a chance. Everyone has a chance to reject Jesus Christ. It's a false doctrine. The pastors and the preachers say that to put God in a better light than he is, to put him in a light that he loves everybody and that he wants everyone to be saved, which is not biblical. What else could Nicodemus have done? Amen. So in verse 10, Jesus kind of took a shot at the great prophet Nicodemus. I want to read it for you, just in case you never heard it. I mean, he already told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus says, how can these things be? Nicodemus is coming to Jesus for salvation. He's coming to church. He's coming to Bible study. And Jesus said, verse 10, John chapter 3, verse 10, Jesus said unto him, aren't you a master of Israel? And don't you know all these things? Oh, man, that had to be. Jesus took a shot at him. Don't you know all these things, Nicodemus? Aren't you the man? Aren't you what's happening right now? This is the Son of God. Where's the Son of God that is, oh, if you come to him, he'll save you? I'm reading verse 10. I'm reading seven verses in which this man was a pretty good guy, came and said, I know you're from God. And Jesus said, you don't know me at all. Well, I know you're from God. And Jesus said, I don't know you from Adam. Yet he walks up later on in the scriptures to a woman who couldn't give a jack about living right and says, your name has been written in the book of life before the foundation of the world. This is what salvation is about. Jesus said, no man can come to me unless the Father first bring him. No man can come to me unless it is given by the Father. God calls a man to repent or a woman to repent. You don't make that decision. With that said, who are you? You are the ever-living, high-flying, high-profiling, styling, jet-flying image of the Son of God. And you don't even know it. You're walking around complaining about this and complaining about that, about how they don't like me and how they are hostile to me. What do you think they did to Jesus? If they were hostile to him, then they're going to be hostile to you. If Jesus worked where you worked, they would do the same to him that you're doing to you. You need to get it together and understand that you are what's happening now. You are the sons of God, and you need to act like it. The born-again salvation is of God. You have nothing to do with it. If they taught this in the pulpits now, that preacher is going to have to get a job. He's going to have to go apply at Walmart somewhere. Why? Because he's going to lose most of his congregation. Because only the only people that are going to show up are just the few, two or three, four that are really living for Christ, that have really dropped their cigarettes and their booze and their men and their women and all that stuff. If he really taught that you cannot, if that preacher really taught, you cannot buy the Holy Ghost with a 10% and an offering on top of that. Amen. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. Brother James is here. Today's Bible study is entitled False Doctrines, and I'm exposing a few of them, and boy, this is a big one, saying that everybody has a free will. How much more could Nicodemus have done? And Jesus answered, verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Nicodemus standing there with his mouth open and his tongue hanging out, saying, what? Dude, I just came to you because I said you're a man of God. And now you give me these riddles. Because the riddles, I tell you the woman at the well, she got it when Jesus said, the man you're living with is not your husband, and you've had five husbands, and you dropped their water pot and rent. She got it. No, you do not have a free will. If you are one of the sons of God and you're living right, you need to just jump and shout right now, because God called you, and that's how it is, and can't nobody do nothing about it. Come on. In Jesus' name. So what you have to do is walk like you know what you're talking about. All right. Today's message was a great one, and we're going to uncover some more false doctrines from the pulpits. This is not from the New Age Muslim gurus. This is from your own pastor. He needs to get himself together and get right. Until we meet again, may God keep you in perfect peace.